Many of the schools in Ireland, as most of the listeners would be aware of, would be denominational schools, and schools that have a particular ethos to promote the values of the particular community that supports the school. And in the past, practically all of the children, all of the families subscribe to that ethos. In our schools today, just as in society today in Ireland, there's a tremendous diversity, and many of our schools now are multicultural. And so there's a challenge for everybody in the school community, first and foremost, to be sensitive to this, to be aware of it, to recognise it, and secondly, to respond to it in accordance with justice and charity, and to be concerned generally. The curriculum of the primary school requires that teachers would educate all of the children in the school in a variety of ways, and would be responsible also for their spiritual development, moral development, and so on. So teachers have to look at how they can accomplish this task in relation to those children who do not belong to the main denomination of the school. At the same time, teachers have the responsibility to hand on the faith traditions of the school itself.
And Gareth, what type of solutions do you think they'll find to address this challenge?
Well, in the world today, as Ray says, there are great variety of people and great variety of cultural influences and possibilities. And certainly it seems that in Ireland today, while a school which acknowledges its own ethos and characteristic spirit and will certainly want to help its pupils to understand and to grow in that ethos, will at the same time be open to and reflecting with children from a different ethos or background. And it seems to me that the most important thing is an inclusive approach, that everybody can participate and have something to say, and that we can all grow from the richness of the variety of traditions that we're now beginning to experience. And this is something very exciting for us in the future. And I think it will help, for example, Irish Christians to understand and to see how people from other traditions view God, view relationship with other human beings and creation. We can learn from that. And equally, the new Irish might learn something special from the Christian tradition in Ireland.
So Raymond, these days you could actually be faced with a child maybe who comes into school and has never even heard of Christ or doesn't know the story of Christ. How would religious education teachers respond to that?
Well, nobody is forced to take religion class, and it will be up to the parents if they want their children to be present during the religious education of the general body of children. The schools are not proselytizing agencies, and so there wouldn't be any point in introducing the children to Jesus apart from the area of general knowledge without the consent of their parents. And the challenge for teachers is how they carry on the religious education, the half hour per day that they're required to do, and at the same time ensure that those children who are not participating in the class are gainfully employed. And so sometimes arrangements need to be made within the school for that purpose. Maybe the children, such children would go off to take some English lessons or whatever. But certainly the school is not a proselytizing agency.
Gareth, you mentioned that there were some problems, some social problems. Can you give me some examples of what type of social problems teachers would be dealing with?
Well, your listeners, I'm sure, are aware of there's so many difficult issues in society today. clearly we're always trying our best to reach out to those who are disadvantaged in any way. Certainly students with special needs have special requirements, and we try to integrate them into the work that we do. And sometimes too, children come from backgrounds that we might call distressed family situations of one kind or another. And so the primary teacher has a very important role in reaching out and supporting both the children and sometimes too the parents in those situations.